This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins coming off a tough weekend, swept by the Brewers in a 2-game series, now face the best team in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies, who are 63-36. Also one of the best pitchers right now, lefty Ranger Suarez. His ERA of 2.76 ranks third in the NL. Eighth in all of baseball. However, he struggled as of late. Bailey Ober taking the mound for Minnesota. He's on a roll of 5 straight quality starts. Welcome into today's pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweiner. It's Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden alongside me. And you might be able to hear a little bit of rain in the background because the skies have opened up and it is raining down right now. Tarp is on the field. There is some thunder and lightning that we're hearing, so we are in a little bit of a delay right now. We will let you know when we have more information. Well, back to today, Bailey Ober is 8-5 with a 4.14 ERA. He's never faced Philadelphia. Ranger Suarez back after he missed his first All-Star nod due to back spasms. He has struggled as of late, like I mentioned at the top, 0-3 with an ERA over 7 in his last 4 starts. He has faced Minnesota once. That was last year. He took the loss, but it was a quality start for him. Before we dive into more of today's game, we got to rewind to the series finale between the Twins and Brewers yesterday. Well, the Twins had a 3-1 lead against starter Aaron Civale that was highlighted by a Byron Buxton homer, but then Milwaukee had a 3-run fifth inning off of Joe Ryan. Trevor Larnach's 2-run home run put the Twins up again, but then Jackson Chourio's solo shot off Jorge Alcala in the 7th tied it. Griffin Jacks gave up a 2-run home run to Rhys Hoskins in the 8th. A big chance for Minnesota in the bottom of the inning. The base is loaded with no outs against Elvis Peguero.
And the pitch is in the air. Shallow center field. Garrett Mitchell comes in very shallow. Makes the catch. Lee bluffs, but way too shallow to try and score. And it's an easy pop-up to shallow center field out for Manny Margot. Make it 0-23 as a pinch hitter. The payoff pitch. Swung on a miss and struck him out. 1-2 pitch. He tried to check the appeal. He went. Down goes Jeffers, and the Twins load the bases with nobody out and don't score in the 8th.
Also, the Twins' 3rd Houdini this season. Caleb Thielbar gave up a solo homer to Eric Haas in the top of the 9th to make it 8-5. Buxton homered again in the bottom of the 9th, but the Twins could not do enough with runners in scoring position. They were 1-for-12 on the day, losing the game by a score of 8-7. That is a look at our Twins rewind. We're going to bring it to the park now, this rainy ballpark right now, with Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden at the park, courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Chris, I want to bring it back to spring training. Bryce Harper said, quote, "I think facing a guy, Bailey Ober, like that, if he's going to be 95 or 96 miles per hour, good luck to anybody in the Central, because that's going to be a tough at-bat." Now Bailey Ober's velocity not at that 95 to 96 mile per hour, just a hair under 92 on that fastball. But how can Bailey still be effective against the red hot Phillies offense today?
Well, he's been really effective, I think, throughout the bulk of the season. I mean, he's been a highly competent starter. And Danny, the day that Bryce Harper had those comments about Bailey Ober, as I recall, you and I were in Clearwater, he threw 14 consecutive changeups to this Philadelphia Phillies team. And we know that's a pitch that he needs, and that's a pitch he'll definitely need tonight, because to me, that is, it's all set up by the fastball, yes, that he throws up and out of the zone, but to me, the changeup's going to be the key.
You know, he might not be 95, 96, but his 93, 94, it plays up a little bit higher only because of his release point, a little bit closer to the hitters. But that 14 straight changeups down there in spring training, that was something that you work on down there in spring training. You master it a little bit. And, yes, I think it's going to play here tonight against this Philly club.
Yeah, and this Philly club, best record in baseball. Six teams in Major League Baseball have a better record than the Twins. Minnesota just 2-21 against those teams in 2024. They've lost 14 straight against them. How are they going to have to show up against the best of the best in this series?
Well, they're still going to show up, but those numbers right there, I'm having a flashback of playing the Yankees in the playoffs. Yeah. Similar numbers against the Yankees in the playoffs. But, you know, they're going to have to show up. I'm not sure if they're even aware of some of those numbers in the clubhouse, knowing what they're up against. They're just going to have to do their homework here a little bit. Suarez going left-hander here tonight. Rocco had to piece this lineup here together. And here's where I think we're really exposed with the lack of Miranda and Royce Lewis in the lineup.
Yeah, and I'll throw Carlos Correa on there. Maybe your three along with Byron, those are your best right-handed bats that you have available. And if you think about your full contingent, it's a pretty nice lineup against Ranger Suarez. This group, you're going to have a DH who doesn't have a big league hit in Jared Camargo. And you've got a third baseman in Diego A. Castillo, who's playing in just his fifth game in the last two or three years. So it is a lack of experience compared to the guys that the Twins are missing. So much of that record, and you can't run from it, right? 2-19, they've been outscored 118-60. It's when you play them. A lot of those games early in the year, you know, the Twins, maybe we saw them streaky. Those were some of the where they were streaking poorly, right, in the wrong direction. This, I don't think, is necessarily the representative Twins club. But, Danny, it happens to every team, and you can only play with the guys that are healthy enough to play. So, as Rocco said, no excuses. Just find a guy to go out and get a hit.
I'll say it again. I don't think those guys are aware of what the record is against teams like that. But if I'm Bailey Ober in the clubhouse in there, and I know that I'm facing this good Phillies club, best record in baseball, there's my challenge. That's what I'm going to feed off of. I'm pitching at home. I get to go against a very good Phillies team. And I get to establish myself as one of the premier pitchers now being challenged against this good Philly club.
And, Danny, back in the day, back in your day, when one of
wasn't
the best
that long
teams.
Ago.
I'm sorry, double down on that. Yeah. But back in your playing days when the best team came into town hosting them at your home ballpark, was there any conversations in the clubhouse before that? Or are you just like, this is another game?
You know, we always had our meetings the first game of a series when a club came in there. And I think if there was any concerns there, they were addressed at that point. I think individually, though, you've got to look at what your approach is going to be against Suarez here tonight and then go back and commit to that approach, what you're going to do.
Every professional athlete who hits this stage is so competitive that I think iron sharpens iron. I think you want the challenge, and I think it raises your level of competition, your level of focus. These guys are the best in the world at what they do. I think they welcome the competition, and they welcome the challenge. And look, this is a fun Philly team. If you're just an objective fan, it's a fun team to watch. And if you're playing in a game against a really good team, you're going to raise that level too. Twins are a very good team. This should be high level Major League Baseball tonight, these two teams, just as we saw the last
two Twins
days.
Just coming off two losses against the Milwaukee Brewers. They probably should have won both those games. So that's a first place Milwaukee club in their division. And yes, we didn't win the two games. Probably should have. Some mistakes were made for both teams. But still, you're good enough to compete against those teams. And you look at Suarez here, first time All-Star, but he's gone eight. His last win came June 8th. He had won a ton of, that was a 10 wins, how he got to 10 wins. Since then, he's got three losses and three no decisions.
Yeah, and he had some back spasms. He couldn't pitch in the All-Star game. He was one of eight All-Stars for this Phillies team. One of the things I think that makes it interesting with Suarez, Danny, and we'll see what Suarez we get here. He's probably on a bit of a pitch count. Should be around 80 pitches tonight. Mm-hmm. When he comes out, if they go with a righty, out of their bullpen, and they have plenty of them. They had four of the relievers in the All-Star game, too, I think. Then do the Twins now bring in Larnick, and they've got Julian, and they've got Wallner. But then you've got the lefty Strom. You've got Soto. So there's a lot of different moves for Thompson to make in his bullpen. I'm interested to see, because I anticipate another highly competitive close game late like we saw with Milwaukee. Is it lefty? What kind of matchups we're getting late in the game when the game's on the line?
Or early in the game. Yeah. You know, in the middle of the game, do you do that matchup at that point and do start pitch hitting and go into your bench?
I specifically want to ask about two of Suarez's pitches, too, the changeup and the curveball, holding opponents to under 200 batting averages on both of those pitches. How do you think he's going to utilize those against the Twins tonight?
I think it's pitcher by hitter by hitter, and it all starts. He throws the sinker. You know, he keeps the ball in the park. He throws a ton of strikes.
Ground ball pitcher.
And I think when you look at the team that lines up behind him, let's see, Alec Bohm started the All-Star game at third. Trey Turner started the All-Star game at short. Stott's pretty good at second, and Bryce Harper, you roll that ball on the ground, you got a pretty good chance to get some outs. We've seen Suarez, saw him last year in Philly and then saw him in spring training, and he's kind of a tactician. You know, he's not just going to throw it through the back of the wall, but he's really a smart pitcher. Danny, I think if you get pull happy and think you're just going to yank home runs against this guy, I think you're going to be walking back to the dugout.
No question. I think that's the focus there is your approach against him. You're probably going to get some changeups. You're going to get some curveballs. And that the best way to hit those is go right back up the middle or the other way and see if that's not the approach for the guys tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the Twins do. I mean, Manny Margot, Willie Castro, Byron Buxton, all great numbers off of lefties so far this season, particularly
Ryan Jeffers also.
Ryan Jeffers as well.
Carlos Santana, very good against left-handed pitching this year.
And used to be a Philly.
Yeah, so we got that going. Also, worth noting, Bryce Harper has played in every ballpark except this one. So this will be the first time that he plays at Target Field.
Think he's nervous?
I think he's probably walking around, looking at the statues. Bryce Harper, and again, this is one of the things with the balanced schedule that I think is great for Twins fans. You have to come out and see a talent like that in addition to the talents like Byron Buxton and company wearing the home uniform.
Yep, and Harper has played actually in 33 ballparks, some of those no longer around, also the London series. But we will hear from Harper in our storyline on playing at Target Field for the first time. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, Chris chatted with Rocco before today's game on the topic we were just talking about facing a lefty. He asked the manager if he looks at specific things when crafting his lineup against the southpaw or just stacking up those righties.
Well, there are always some nuance factors, but against Ranger, you're gonna certainly want as many righties in there as you can. He's been a guy that's been very good against left-handed hitters in his career. It's his comfort zone. I think it's how he likes to get through some innings by getting some of those matchups that he likes. So we did throw basically all of our right-handed hitters out there. We did put Kep out there today, which is a little bit different, but he's been having good at-bats against lefties, and getting him some continual action to get his timing where he wants it, I think, is important.
Yeah, and like we said, Twins do well against lefties. 783 OPS against them, the highest mark in the AL, second highest in baseball. That was manager Rocco Baldelli. We're going to hear more from him coming up, including on his starter, Bailey Ober. Then Josh Staumont's wife, Angelina, is featured in our Better Half segment. And, of course, Bryce Harper on his first trip to Target Field and what's been the key to Philly's success so far this season. Also, this series against Philadelphia is brought to you by MN Oncology, expert cancer care close to home. Well, stay tuned. More of the pregame lineup card next year on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.